Good morning, and welcome to day 38 of our daily Lenten video series here at Ascension Church, Lutheran Church in Citrus Heights. I'm Pastor Scott, coming to you on this Maundy Thursday morning. And we're continuing our reflection from utilizing the daily devotions from God's story, our story. And as we've been saying for the last week and a half, the events we're reading about don't always line up to the day because so much has transpired, and so they get spread. It's been spread out over these last nearly 2 weeks, the events of Holy Week. But today in the life of the church is Maundy Thursday, and so we will gather around this table, the Lord's table, for Holy Communion tonight. For Maundy, this is the day where we have been given a new commandment by Jesus, and we remember that. And that commandment, having washed the feet of the disciples, that commandment that Jesus gave the disciples and us, is that we would love one another as he has loved us. And then that very same night, Jesus broke bread with his disciples and shared the cup with the disciples as well, and told them and us to share this meal in remembrance of him, for that very body, for the bread and the cup represent his body and his blood to you and to me. So on this Maundy Thursday, we remember that. And in our reading today, we read about Jesus suffering on the cross. That'll be a part of our story tomorrow on Good Friday. But even in preparation for that, we read about Jesus suffering on the cross and crying out to God, asking if God has forsaken him. Clearly God hadn't. It's been 21 years, believe it or not, since the movie The Passion of the Christ came out. And I understand in that movie there is a graphic, painful depiction of Jesus suffering upon the cross. I believe that. I've been told that. I believe that full well. I made a choice 21 years ago and have stuck by it to not watch that movie. I chose to not replace the images that I have in my head of what the Passion looked like and might have been like for Jesus with the images that Mel Gibson put upon the screen. And that's not a judgment to anybody who did. But a long time ago, when I was in high school, I heard a sermon describing the process of crucifixion and how a person dies of suffocation. Through the crucifixion. And part of that sermon was a description of the nails being driven into the wrists, not the hands, but the wrists and the ankles of Jesus, because the hands and the feet, the nails would have just ripped through. And the pain of Jesus, because he was slumped over, having to pull up on those nails to lift himself up enough to allow some air to get into his lungs that were finally, when he was no longer able to endure the pain, no longer had the strength to do so, he would have not been able to take in the oxygen his body needed. Unbelievably painful what Jesus endured for us. So as we reflect upon the events of this day and we hear Jesus crying out, my God, why have you forsaken me? Think of the things that you say when you're in the midst of pain and maybe words that shouldn't be repeated in the church. And Jesus did that for you and for me, out of his great love for us and for all the world, in order that we might come to know the power of his gracious, life-giving, death-conquering love. Thank you for spending a part of this Maundy Thursday with me. I hope to see you in worship in person or online today, and that you would stick with us through the final days of this Holy Week, and then join us for a joyous celebration of the resurrection of Jesus Christ, our Lord, come Sunday. Take care.